Hello and welcome to The Review. Elise Brooks here with you, and I'm joined by Aaron Brown, who is very, very, very excited because we've sent him off to go and watch Star Wars The Last Jedi. Now, Aaron, I'm just going to let you go for it because you have been waiting for this one for a whole year.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners, please, what is this film all about?
Well, if you're already a Star Wars fan, you of course will know a bit about what this movie is. If you're kind of just a light Star Wars fan or relatively new, this one picks up after the events of The Force Awakens, which came out a couple of years ago. We, of course, had Rogue One last year, but that was a standalone one, so you don't need to know anything about that movie, but it's the one from The Force Awakens. So all the characters we met there, including Rey, also Finn, the former Stormtrooper, Kylo Ren, who was the, I guess, the big bad guy in the last one, and Princess Leia, a.k.a. Leia Organa, the new general of the Rebellion, Poe Dameron, the pilot, and a whole bunch of other people. And basically, where we pick up at a point where the Rebellion trying to fight against the Empire has basically kind of on their last stand. They're on the verge of being wiped out entirely and any resistance to the evil Empire being gone. So it's kind of the whole movie is really, I guess, the fight about that and a last-ditch attempt to get away and to be able to save the Rebellion, whilst at the same time also following a few other stories, including Rey, who's been sent off to find Luke Skywalker, which if you've seen at the very end of the last movie, they see each other, so we kind of pick up events from there. And things just don't quite happen how you might expect when she meets Luke, and we start to unravel, I guess, a lot more about what has happened in a lot of the time leading up to The Force Awakens.
That was very, very good summary. Great job. Now, what did you love about this film?
There was
as
so much.
As a Star Wars fan,
yeah,
obviously.
Look, there was so much to love. And look, I should point out too that I am trying very hard to avoid any spoilers. So even the summary I gave you there kind of doesn't tell you too much. There's so much that happened.
Good.
I think the thing that I loved about most about this film is that it feels like they kicked it up a notch in terms of the plot. There is nothing predictable about this movie. In fact, you think something might be going one way and it goes a different way. There's all kinds of twists and turns. A lot of things where you genuinely don't know whether characters are going to survive, whether their missions are going to succeed. You don't know who's going to turn bad, who's going to turn good. I really love that. Of course, there's so much more to love. If you love Star Wars, there is so much Star Wars in this movie. Like, there are amazing lightsaber battles, lots of great space battles, lots of lightsaber fights and things like that. Lots of great characters as well. You really start to get to know some of these characters. You feel their journey and a great exploration of the battle between good and evil. There's sort of, you know, people who are struggling between that pull towards darkness and that pull towards the light.
Okay. Now, was there anything that you disliked about it? I feel like it's probably not too much out there.
No, I thought it was an awesome movie. I think that one of the downsides, it does go for nearly 2.5 hours.
Ooh.
So it is a long one. I loved that though, because I'm just like, give me as much as you can. But for some people, that might be something that they kind of struggle through a bit. There's a few different plot threads that are all going on at the same time. So it does feel sometimes a little bit like, okay, we've got so many things that we're focusing on. That's probably the only real major downside to it. Look, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun moments in it, but overall the tone of it is not necessarily something fun, say like Thor or Guardians of the Galaxy or those kind of things set in space. This is kind of a little bit more dramatic, if you will, but still a lot of great action and excitement and fun, and I loved it overall.
That sounds really good. Now, as someone who isn't a Star Wars fan, but I have seen the Star Wars films, I'm ready to watch this one later on in the week. Do I need to go back and watch some of the other films, or do you feel as though I can just jump straight into it and everything will be fine and I'll understand?
Yeah, look, if you haven't seen The Force Awakens, go and watch that. I wouldn't go into this movie if you have not seen The Force Awakens. If you can't remember what happened in The Force Awakens, probably go and watch it just to refresh yourself. I'm sure you'll remember. Yeah, as you get into this movie, you'll remember things from the first movie, but it very much is a sequel to the last one. It doesn't stand on its own. If you're someone who only just got into Star Wars around the time of Force Awakens and you haven't seen all the prequels and stuff, I think you can still follow this because it really is the story of the Rebellion where they're at, but you do lose a bit of, I guess, background into who Luke Skywalker is. You lose a bit of background into some of those relationships and what the Rebellion is even all about and things like that. But yeah, I think if you definitely really need to see The Force Awakens. Any of the others doesn't really matter too much.
Now, we'll just touch on the family-friendly filter. As you said before, there's a bit more of a dark overtone in this film. Do you think it's appropriate for younger children?
Look, this one is rated M, so it is not MA but M because it is a bit more for mature audiences. I would say it's not geared towards the little kids. There are some cute characters called Porgs that come into it, these little cute creatures that I guess are aimed a little bit more for kids. But look, the only red flags I would say are in there is that, of course, with lightsaber battles and space battles and stuff like that, there's a lot of explosions. There's a lot of, people being shot with lasers, and most of them are stormtroopers, so you're not seeing faces. There's nothing too brutal. There is one major death, and I won't say too much about it because it would be a big spoiler, but there is one major death that kind of maybe starts to border on potentially looking a bit gruesome, but not really. We're not talking blood and guts. It's just more sort of, well, let's just say there's a lightsaber involved, so you can imagine. But if you've seen a Star Wars movie, you know what to expect. So if your kids are going to see it, if they've seen ones before, should be fine. Look, this one does delve a bit more into, I guess, discussion around the whole Jedi Order in the film. Now, I know there are some Christians who aren't into Star Wars and they don't want to watch it and sort of maybe the Jedi thing puts them off. Look, I'd say if that's the case, you definitely won't want to jump in with this one. But for many others who kind of just recognize it as being a bit of fiction and an interesting exploration of good versus evil and that kind of thing, it does sort of get a bit more into exploring what the Jedi stand for, kind of as in inverted commas, religion. Remembering it's purely fictional and it's, you know, set in a different galaxy, all this kind of thing. It might be something where if your kids are seeing it, you might want to sort of discuss through, you know, the differences between what they're talking about and obviously the truth of Christianity. But no one's going to walk out going, like, believing, oh, this is a true religion and Christianity isn't, or anything like that. It's clearly fictional and just a bit of fun.
Thank you so much for your thoughts on Star Wars The Last Jedi, Aaron. Now I'm going to jump the gun and assume that you're going to give two thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a big thumbs up. If you're a Star Wars fan, I think you'll really enjoy it. There might be some bits that you don't like. I think different people have different opinions on certain parts of it. Overall, if you love Star Wars, this is a great one. If you're not into Star Wars, this is not the movie to jump in on, but if you've seen The Force Awakens and enjoyed that, go back and watch that and then watch this one.
And of course, we just give a little bit of caution for a few things within the film as well. So we just suggest that you do your own research before you jump in and go see a movie.